So, in the readings you did, the Buddha referred to what is seen, heard, and thought.
Yes.
Could you comment on that a little bit? Because I guess in the context of meditation, it would be like just developing an awareness of what you're thinking, hearing, and seeing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it as kind of simple as that, or is it, what do you think? There's more to that?
No, I mean that's enough. That'll keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough to keep you going. But it is an idiom, because sometimes the Buddha will point to the whole six sense base, you know, seeing, heard, smell, taste, touch, thought. But then it happened a couple places here. And it comes up in many other places through the suttas where the Buddha uses seeing, heard, conceived or thought, and so that's where the other senses are subsumed into that experience, because whatever the case, we still have to say think about or remember or. Experience through the mind, the other sense doors that contribute to our experience of the moment.